You know, it's a funny thing. I was standing back by the bar in this place where this thing was going on, and I was fingering a beer mug, and I was saying to myself, and I was enjoying it. That's the unfortunate part of it. I was enjoying it, you see. And I was saying to myself, now, if I had any guts, I would do something like this. But I don't think we live in that kind of an age anymore. Because you're really exposing yourself when you stand up at Carnegie Hall in the middle of this rock concert, you see, and you throw your cape around you and you say, rubbish, and go stalking out.
Yes, well, that should be so much more than that, don't you think?
Well, this is what the humorist is doing, you know. In essence, you're doing it in print.
But where is that spirit on the part of young people? And technically, when you're over 16 years of age and under 30, you should be behaving this way most of the time. But actually, if some of the stories I hear are true, young people are far more conservative than
you. Oh, very much so. You know, I deal with them all the time and in this program, and they're extremely conservative. That's what bothers me. As a matter of fact, One thing I did see, it was a funny thing here, happened about 2 years ago, one of the rare instances of that kind of spirit. There were three or four young painters down in the village. Unfortunately, they were terrible painters, but the spirit was there anyway. They set themselves up across the street from the Museum of Modern Art and had a show on the street there,
right,
you see.
Right.
And they had these big signs, and they had the signs that said, "Down with the Museum of Modern Art." And underneath it, they had "modern" underlined and with big question marks, and said, "art" in parentheses and in quotation marks. And within 5 minutes, the cops came and loaded them in the wagon and took them away.
And the story.
And the story.
And the four painters.
And the four painters, that's right. They're all selling insurance now.
Well, right in that very direction, I'm reminded of something that was told me a little while ago by Lillian Hellman that she had heard. She said that, you know, the graduating class of MIT, the top 10 graduates automatically have jobs in private industry on the basis of marks and so forth. They're regarded as the 10 most brilliant young men in America or some such thing.
Another list.
Yes, another list. And when they were being interviewed by some of the corporation executives who were about to give them jobs, 8 out of the 10 wanted to know what the retirement pay was and what social
benefits. At the age of 20, that's...
At the age of 22, 8 of these 10 young men were only interested. Their first question was about the retirement age, the pension, and the social
benefits. This is a very definite sickness, you know, and I'm very...
It surely is. I mean...